Okay, so we're at the top of Zion Amud Aleph, about 8 lines down or so. So Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda Shalcha Lameser Lechachamim Kiva'uni Ledoros. This is what we talked about a little bit in the introduction of Ein Avi Rosh Lechadesh Davar Me'ata. So what right do we have to establish a holiday? So the rabbis were not enthralled. Shalcha La Kena'at Me'orera Salenu Levein Ha'umos. This is going to cause anti-Semitism. You make a holiday which is very much about B'na'afochu Asher Yeshatu Hayudim Hema Visonehem. They'll think that we're spiking the football, so to speak, and it will cause anti-Semitism, that we're celebrating the downfall of our enemies. So prima facie, it seems like a strange answer, because Esther is saying, well, the story is already written down in their histories. Okay, but the rabbis will say that's their histories, but we don't have to antagonize them unnecessarily. So what Esther seems to be saying is like a much deeper truth about anti-Semitism in general. She's saying a person wants to be anti-Semitic, they'll find excuses to do so. So it's not going to be because we write it down or not. It's not going to be because we turn it into a holiday or not. Rabbi Bechanina, Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see in a second, should be Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Chaviva, Master Bechul, say that the Moed, Kolki, Aizuga, Chalufe, Rabbi Yochanan, Mayel, Rabbi Yonasan, Shalchla, Mesu, Lachacham, Mikitvuli, Yidoro. It's not just a holiday, but I want to be part of Tanakh. So Shalchula Lokasati the Khashileshim Shalashim Vilaribaim. The story of the battle against Amalek is all one integrated story. Milchamala Shamalek Midoradora doesn't just mean that it's a fight in every generation, it means each generation really continues the same fight. So you can only write it down three times, and it's already in Bishalach, it's already in Kisaitse, and it's already in Sefer Shmuel in the 15th chapter. So Acho Matsula Mikra Kasa Batara Xovzo Zikarma Sefer Xozov Mashikasov Khan of Mishnah Torah, Zikar Mashikasov Nevi'im, Besefer Mashikasov Megillah. So again, it was Nirmaz already in the Torah that there's another confrontation between the Jewish people and Amalek, Dahainu Mordechai Esther against Haman Agagi, that deserves to be part of this literature. Kitanaik Xovzos Mashikasov Khan, Zikar Mashikasov Mishnah Torah, Besefer Mashikasov Nevi'im, Devi Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua doesn't think that there's really room for the addition of Esther into Tanakh. Rab Lazar Modai, this is our opinion, Omer Xovzos, Mashikasakan Mishatara, Zikaran Mashikasub Nevi'im, Besefer Mashikasub Megillah. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther Ena Metamis Ayadayim. Esther is not part of the canonical works, therefore it's not subject to the Gezeira de Rabbanan that canonical works should be Metamis Ayadayim. They wanted to keep them separate from Truma because the mice were coming to eat the food, like the Truma. And then they might eat the Kisvei HaKodesh as well. So the Gemara says, he agreed that it should be read, but it wasn't supposed to be written down. So Tosso says, well, what do you mean? You can't read it if it's not written down, right? The Mishtam Mishnah says, we'll get to it in the second parak, that you can't read Esther Baal Peh. So the Baal Tosso explained, no, he didn't mean that. He meant that you could write it down for purposes of reading it, but it's not meant to be a canonical work. It's not meant to be part of Tanakh. So Meisir Rebbe Omer Kohelas and Metamis Yadayim. Kohelas isn't really part of Tanakh. Machokas with Shir Ashirim. Shir Ashirim has some graphic material. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shir Ashirim Metamis Yadayim. Machokas be Kohelas. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kohelas Mikulei Beis Shammai Michumri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you have to treat it the Chumra. Beis Shammai says no, it's not really part of the canonical work. It's as we'll see, Chachma Shel Shlomo. This must be according to the view of Rabbi Yoshua. Tanu Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, again, the view of Rabbi Yoshua being that there wasn't room for Esther within the canon. Okay, so Tanu Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, Kohelas, what's wrong with Kohelas? It's just his, you know, observations, important observations, you know, hachacham mikol adam, but observations and thus. Amar lo v'chizo b'olvara amar v'lo k'mar nemar v'dar v'shosh esolav v'mashal v'amar al tosef al devarav. Amai v'omar v'chisem meimar tuba amar. He said a lot of things. Dibay ichtav, dibay lo ichtav. You can do whatever you want, write down as much as you want, including kohelas, not including kohelas tal shema, al tosef al devarav. But there are strict rules, right? So the pasuk in Mishlei establishes that the things that were written down were written down Biruach HaKodesh. Tani Rav Lazar Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh Namar Shanamar Vayomer Haman Belibo. How would you know what Haman was thinking in his heart if it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh? Rav Kiva Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh Namar Shanamar Bati Esther Noses Chain Bein Echol Ra'wel. How would you know what people were thinking in their hearts about Esther? Rav Meir Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh Namar Shanamar Vayivada Hadavra LaMordechai. Right, the Megillah is testifying that Mordechai found that. So Rav Yossi Ben Dermaskis Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh Namar Shenamru v'abizalo shalchu asedam. How would you know that not one Jew took from the spoils? Amr Shmuel, It happened before the generation of Shmuel, the first generation of the Amoraim, and these are all Tanoim, but I would have brought a better proof. Shenemar kimu v'kiblu kimu l'mala, that it was ratified in the Besdin Shalmala, Masha Kibbul Lamata, that the Jewish people accepted. He made Mishnah Vesimcha, Mishlach Manos, Yisrael, Matanos, Sevionim. So Amar Rav Lachul Yisrael Percha, Lavar Midiv Shmuel, Delay Yisrael Percha. Shmuel, even though he came last, he had the best answer. The Rebbe Lazar, Savarahu. The Lo Hava Enish, the Chasha, the Malka Kava, Sevaki, Gemapish Tuva, Mamar Daisi, the Navshe, Ka Amar. So Vayomer Haman Belibo, the Miach Potamach, Lasosi Kari Yosermi Menu, that's just a Savara. You don't need Bracha Kodesh for that. That Haman was an arrogant person. Rabbi Akiva Dilma could Rabbi Lazar the Amar Malamich Kolachar Becha and his Damelo Kumasa to say Vadias or Nosis Chaim in Echorao. He just must hold like the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that we'll get to when we get to the section of Agadata, that everybody had a favorable reaction to Esther because she had this special quality that people would think of her somebody who's familiar. People tend to be attracted to people who are familiar to them. Again, is because of Big Tan V'Teresh. It wasn't because, the Ruach HaKodesh is telling us that Mordechai found out because somehow he had a nevuah that he overheard Big Tan V'Teresh. Maybe we know that there was nobody who took spoils because they documented it. It's better to have one spicy pepper from basically an entire basket of things that are not as sharp. Tosa says, with Shmuel, there's a question also, because Kimu v'Kiblu, we know the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, where we just had Parshas Yisro, says, Hadar Kiblu abimei Achashverosh, that after Kafalem Har Kegegis, the Jewish people were threatened in Matan Torah, Yim Tekabos HaTorah Mutav, Yim Lav, right, Sham Tei Kvuraschem, so maybe that's what Kimu v'Kiblu means, that in Achashverosh's time, they accepted it willfully. So Tosa says it's true, you could say that, but these are not true mutually exclusive drashas. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehachas, he has a different idea, V'imei Apur Me'ela Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim, right, so how do you know that it's always going to be captured? Nachman Yitzchamar Mehacha V'zichram Lo Yosef Mizaram, that's a better proof, because it says, Zaram, kind of Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim could be in that generation. That's what the Baal Yatosos point out. So again, this is the Rambam finishes Hilchos Megillah. He pointed this out that that there's going to be a shichacha of all zikaron of the tsaros, but there's not going to be shichacha of Yimei Apurim, which is this, based on this pasuk of Zichram Lo Yasef Mizaram Matano Savionim. Again, that was in the Megillah. Tani Rav Yosef Mishloach Meros Yisrael Shnei Manos Lishachad Matano Savionim Shnei Matanos Shnei Vnei Adam. So you see already here that you only need one recipient for Mishloach Manos. Matanos Sevyonim, you need two recipients. This is already a very clear indication that Mishloach Manos is an important as Matanos Sevyonim. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Shadalei the Rabbi Hoshaya, Itma Digla Tilsa, Vegarba the Chamra, at the bottle of wine, it's in the tongue of a cow. These are delicacies. Shalchalei, Kayamta Banu Rabbeinu, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. There's a fallacy, a myth. It has to be two different brachos, it doesn't have to be two different brachos. Rabba Shadale the Mari Bar Mar Biadabaye Malitaska de Kisba Numalekacha Kimcha de Ivshuna. So Rashi explains it was some dates and basically some cracker jacks. Shanisavtra Khitan Bitanur Bodan Caramel Vekelakshan Matokla Ola. So this was sent in Abaye's Abaye was the Shaliach for Rabba to send to Mari Barav, right? This is a whole discussion in the postgame. This should be sent through a Shaliach. It's a whole discussion there because it's a Mishloach Manos. So you see Rabbah actually used Abaye as his Shaliach. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye would comment about this particular Mishloach Manos that he was tasked with delivering. Hashtamar Mari, Chakla Malka Lehavi. That even though Rabbah was Ola Legdula, Dikula Mitzavari Lo Nachas, that he can't take the villager out of the king, even if he becomes the king, because he sent things that were relatively commonplace. So, Hadar Shadar La'iyu, Malaytaska de Zangvilo, Malaykasa de Vapalta Arecha. So, he resent him ginger and spices, and, peppers, Amarbai, Hashtam Amar, Ana Shadri Lechulia, Ve'iyu Shadri Lechurfa. So, I sent him things that were sweet, and what I got back in return were things that are harp. So Rabbi Kinafki Mibar Hava Savona, when I left Mara's house, I was filled. But kimati lahasam, but when I got to the house of Mari Barmar, so I realized that I was very hungry. Kimati lahasam kriva lushisin soy, the shisin mine kedera, massive amount of food. V'achli behu shisin pluge, ubishula basraisa havu, correlates li kedar, uboy the mechas toya basra. Now I had dessert and I wanted to eat the plate that the dessert was served on. So Rabbiya, hainid amriinshi, kafin anian velo yada. Person who's generally destitute doesn't even realize how hungry he is. Inami, rivacha levesima shchicha. Okay, there's always room for dessert. So Abaye Baravin, Rabbi Chanina Baravin, Mechalpi Sudasayu lehadadu. Right, so this is a way of them mekayim the mitzvah of Suuda, Mishloach Manos, because they people were not of great means, so they would just switch their Suudos, so that was Mishloach Manos, and the Suuda, the Rambam integrates the halacha of Suuda and Mishloach Manos altogether. So Rav Mechai Vinish Livisumi Bifurai Deliyada Ben Arham Lamarach Mordechai. So it sounds like there's an obligation for a person to become inebriated. Rashi says it's Yayin, we're not talking about hard liquor. But again, we'll see in just a moment that it's much more complicated than that. Rabbi Reb Zera, Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adau Ibsim Kam Rabbi Shachl Reb Zera, Rabbi either killed Reb Zera literally or he did something terrible. Amachar Bai Rachame Vichye. So when Rabbi sobered up, he saw that Reb Zera, was either dead or something terrible had happened. So he davened and Reb Zera was healed. The Shana Amrlein Esi Marvin Avid Sudas Purim Bahadi Adade. So he extended the invitation, Rabbi to Reb Zera. So Reb Zera says, I think I'll skip this year. Amrlein Lo Bechol Shaita V'Shaita Misrachish Nisa. So again, what's the status of the halacha? So first of all, if you look over the Bali Atosis, they don't say, that a person is so inebriated they can't tell Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai that there was a whole long. So many of the Rishonim go in that direction. That it's not, it's based on Yerushalmi, Abu Rezeresh, Bruch Esther, Ruchim Kol Yerushalmi, Ruchim Kol Yehudim, that, again, just a little bit tipsy, again, this is quoted by the Rama, La Halacha, Lishtos, Ma'at Yoser Mili Mudo, and the Rambam talks about going to sleep as a possible way of fulfilling Aruch Haman the Baruch Mordechai, but for all of you guys listening, Rabbeinu Ephraim is the watchword, and Rabbeinu Ephraim is just a das yachid, but he's picked up by many of the Rishonim, mentioned by the Ran, mentioned by the Baal Amar, that if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, that the Amorayim, the great Rabbi and Reb Zera, they got involved in terrible things, right? It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in the Davrishim, maybe Yilal Adam Elam Yayin. So it's really for adults also that Rabbeinu Ephraim should be the word of the day. We're living in a time when addiction is a very serious problem. People should not be conducting themselves. The Meiri talks about this extensively. B'simcha shel holulus, and there's nothing worse than shichrus. And, it should be simcha shel mitzvah. And you don't need more than this Maisa list or this Maisa of Rabban Reb Zera to tell you the terrible things that happened. So nobody here should have any havam, that they're supposed to. You get drunk again when you're an adult and you want to say you want to be machmer, let's say for the Shita of the Ramah a little bit. Yoser michdei limuda, that's a decision you can make then. But really, even with adults, I discourage it. Bizman hazeh, we're living in a world of addiction. It's a different world than the world of Tanakh, and again, and the world of the Chazal, and even Chazal understood, Shechrus HaSholot Noach, Shechrus HaSholot. Again, going back to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, if you assume that was also Geffen, in the Chodavr, Shemevi Yulala Adam Mechutz Min Ayayin, read the Ramban's essay on Kedoshim Tiyu about why Nazir is Nikra Kadosh. V'kach Mimnecham Nevim, V'achurecham Nezirim. That's really what it's all about. Okay, so Amir Rav, Asudas Purim, Shachla B'layla, Lo Yatzeh Dechovasa, my time, the Xeris HaKasav, Yimei Mishta V'simach HaKsev, Rav Ashi Yav Yosef Kamei, this is Amemar, Nagav Lo Asir Rabbanan, Amir Lehi, my time, Lo Asir Rabbanan, Dilma Tridi B'Sudas Purim, so Amir Lehi, we'll have Epshel Mechla Be'orte, he didn't realize that the Suda had to be during the day, so he says maybe they ate last night, so Amir Lehi, Lo Shmile Lamar, Hadam Barava, Sudas Purim, Shachla B'Layla, Lo Yatzeh Dechovasa. So Amir Lehi, did Rava really say this? Amir Lehi, in we see this in the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos and Mamadikin and learning things 40 times to make sure you really have it tight. So here too, you wanted to make sure you may mishta v'simcha, that has to be during the daytime. So remember, that was the position of Rabbeinu Tam of making the Shachianu again in Kriya Samigil in the morning, because you also have the mitzvah sayom, because it can only be done during the day. So we know the pasuk says in Parashas Bo, Achasher Yechel Achol Nefesh Shulavado Yasel Achem. Kedusha Shabbos is created by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kedushas Yamtif is created by the Jewish people. That's why we can say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, right? Only the Jewish people, not any other people, not the Norwegians, not the Japanese. They're not able to be Mekadesh HaShabbos, but HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Ulachem HaChodesh HaShanah. So because the Kedushas Yamtif is generated by the Jewish people, it allows for a more anthropocentric quality, more human quality to it, which is Ochal Nefesh. As the Baal HaTosfos explained, it doesn't mean you can cook anything. It means things that wouldn't be as good, they wouldn't be as much a contributor to Simchas Yamtif if they were made beforehand. So those are the things that you can make on Yamtif itself. Okay, so Hala Inin Machshir Ochal Nefesh, Zev Ezeh Shavin. So it sounds like, you know, everybody's in agreement that you can't make Machshir Ochal Nefesh on Yantif either. Masisan look at Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, and Shabbos, Yantif, Ochal Nefesh. Rabbi the Matayach, Machshir, Ochal Nefesh. My time in Tanakama, why is Tanakama Machim? Remember, Kra, who, Levada, Yase Lacham, who will Machshir of? Right, not the utensils. Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Lacham, Lacham, Lachol, Tzarchaychem. So to get to Ochal Nefesh, if you need to make the Kalim, the vessels that are necessary to produce the food, that you can do it also. Yividach Nami Aksiv Lachem, Yase Lacham, Lacham, Lo, Lo, Vekochavim, Lachem, Lo, Laklavim. So they'll say, yeah, Lachem. So that doesn't allow machshir ochal nefesh. That means it tells you that you can't produce the food for the dogs or for the kochavim, it's for the Jewish people. Vidach nami aksiv hu, hu levado, siv hu, ksiv lachem. Kan machshir shiav shal asos me'erav yamtif, kan machshir shiav shal asos me'erav yamtif. It all depends on whether it was efshal asos me'erav yamtif. So the Rishonim points out this Mishnah is really a libud beis shamai. This beis hillel has a principle that it's not just ochal nefesh, but mitoch shot shal tzarech, chot shanami shalol tzarech. Right, and so it's not just things that melachos that are directly involved in ochal nefesh, but things that could have been used for ochal nefesh are allowed for other things. Along again, this is a davar hashav ochal nefesh, as pointed out by Tosfos and Ksuvos. Now, how you define a davar hashav ochal nefesh? Right, something which is not just one person thinks that this is necessary and yantif, but something which is normal. So that already is discussion. Ein min Shabbos yom kippurim ela shezeh zedona b'dayadam chayev skila and Shabbos zedona b'kares. Right, chichol anevesh asher lo suna betzem ayom azev nechrasa meyamel. So halenian tashlumin zev is a shavin. Okay, but in terms of tashlumin, not having to pay if a person violates, right, the principle of kimle, right, they're going to be equivalent. So money masizim richuda benahat kanahi tanu richuda benakanahi osas yom kibur shabbos l'tashlumin. Ma shabbos mischayiv benav shupater mina tashlumin. Af yom kibur mischayiv benav shupater mina tashlumin. It's based on a pasuk in this week's parsha. Velo ye ason anosh ye anesh, hayim ye ason lo ye anesh, right? There's no financial penalty if there's actually going to be a chiyuv misa. Okay. Tanan hasam kol chayov ikrisas erlako nifteri mide krisasan shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Parashas Kiseitse, v'nikla achicha leinecha, kevan shalaka, hareu ki achicha devir Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. If you look in the Parashah, v'ayayim bin hakos ha-rasha, he's described as a rasha, 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 until he has to be given Malkos, and then he's restored. He's restored, and that's why V'nikla Achicha L'Enecha becomes Achicha. I've written articles about this topic. I've taken the position. That's part of the idea of Malkos B'mako Miso Medis. It's like a rebirth of the person. So again, once the person is reborn, he's Ke'achicha, he's no longer Chayav Karas. I'm Riochan Achalukna of Chavero or Bichanani Ben Gamliel. This is a controversy. I'm a Rabba. It may be Rav. Tanin Ben Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, it says it don't be the Adam, it says it don't be Karas. Right, if you could just get Malkos and get out of it, it's really bidei adam. So Rav Nachman Amani, Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar Malkos bechayav ekrisus leka. There was a shita that when you're chayav kares, you can't get out of it with Malkos. Tanar Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar chayav ekrisus bechalav elamiyatzas kares beachoso ladunu bekares velo bemalkos. It's exclusive bidei shemayim kares velo bidei adam, not Malkos. Rav Ashi Amar afilu seim rabbanan zayikar zedano bidei adam. V'zeh ikar zedono bihikare. So Rashi Amar says, no, you got to give some flexibility to the Mishnah. Shabbos primarily is bidei adam, it's a chiyuv skila, whereas Yom Kippur is primarily a chiyuv karis. Okay, very good, we'll hold it up here.